Expectant mothers and those with newborns face many challenges, but when one of those hurdles is an infant's basic needs, the situation can be overwhelming. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports on one young Wilmington mom's mission to help other women with some essential baby steps.
We say, if you have a child, if you're pregnant, come out and just be around some other moms, you know, talk and pick up some items that you may need, because it is an incredible stress to try to prepare for that baby. When you're pregnant, you're aching, and you're like, do I have enough diapers stockpiled in the closet?
That's Giovanna Andrews. She became pregnant during her senior year in college. A pregnancy crisis center gave her advice that helped her decide to keep the baby. She also earned mommy dollars to get items for her child, whom she named Isabella Harper. Her experience inspired Andrews to start the nonprofit Harper's Heart. In just a year, it's given away more than $20,000 worth of items and helped more than 700 families.
I get donations from across the country, from private donors, families that hear about our story, or organizations that hear about Harper's Heart, and they decide to purchase things from our baby registry list that we've already chosen, or they package things up for themselves and they send it to us to Delaware.
The giveaways occur at events like this one in August at Kingswood Community Center in Northeast Wilmington. It attracted dozens of pregnant women and family members. One was Shay Thomas. The 22-year-old warehouse worker was due any day.
What they're doing is beautiful. It's open for everybody in the community that needs help with a little extra help with things. Everything is here, clothes, diapers, wipes, household things, toys, anything that you really could think of is here.
There were onesies and other outfits for infants and toddlers, winter coats, booties and tiny sneakers, formula, books and bunnies, pacifiers, bottles and sippy cups, bibs and blankets, soap, toilet paper and detergent, and lots of wipes and diapers. Six strollers were raffled off, too. Sadia Dixon has two young daughters. She works at a daycare, and the girl's father is a dishwasher. They are trying to get their own apartment.
It's a lot of people that don't have any money, and they can help them get everything they need for their kids. It's just helpful because some people out here don't have a job, or they lost their job, you know, just don't have anything.
Carl Colantuno of Salvation Army Delaware says Andrew's charity strengthens Delaware's safety net. His group helps mothers with shelter, utility bills, and other needs.
But someone year-round providing in-depth services for pregnant moms who are in need beyond the basic, that's what this woman's doing, and that's a great thing.
Many say it can prevent desperate women from breaking the law.
There's a lot of people out here stealing, you know, baby clothes, just stuff they need, they have to steal. But like events like this, they can just get it for free. You don't have to do that.
Hanifa Shabazz is city council president and a champion of grassroots efforts to strengthen families. She says the items Harper's Heart provides can help mothers find a better way.
Filling in some of those blanks there helps the family get a little bit more stable so that they can be good providers, they can be good contributors to the community, and don't have to resort to doing other things to survive.
The bottom line for Andrews is providing simple things that make life less complicated.
I know that those items that I'm giving you are impacting your life, and I know that because I've been on the receiving end where I didn't have anything. And those pair of socks meant the world to me. That onesie meant the world to me, and I know that I can give that feeling back to another mom, another family.
Harper's Heart was honored this year with the statewide award for public service. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.